What's my subscription to the New York Times have me doing this week? Preparing a strawberry pretzel pie. Solving spelling bee with no hints. Planning a trip to one of the 52 best places to go. Getting to the bottom of the big pants trend.
Whoa.
And I'm finally replacing my vacuum with a recommendation I can trust. What will your subscription to the Times have you do? Why not find out? With our best offer, go to nytimes.com/subscribe.
From the New York Times, I'm Michael Barbaro. This is The Daily. Today, it's been 1 year since the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Daily producer Claire Tennis-Getter went to Florida this week to check in on some of the students we met last year. It's Thursday, February 14th.
Last year, a few weeks after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, my colleague Jack Healy went down to Parkland and interviewed a group of freshman girls who were in the first classroom that the shooter went into, classroom 1216.
When I've thought about this, about being in a school shooting, and the one thing that I've always said that I would do is text my mom, I love you. And I'm thank you for everything. And I was so mad at everything that I wasn't gonna be able to get to do that, and I was gonna die and not let my mom know that I loved her.
And in that classroom, these girls saw 8 of their classmates get shot.
And then I just hear a few shots happen over here, and then I see Alyssa, and she's just standing like this, and then she falls back.
And 3 of them were killed. So Jack interviewed the girls, but I was the producer working on the Daily episode. And over the past year, I just haven't stopped thinking about them. I've thought about them each time there's been another mass shooting. I've thought about them on election night. And I thought about them just pretty much every time I've seen a group of teenagers. So as we approach the 1 year anniversary of the shooting, I wanted to check back in with them.
Please take a moment to locate the zone on your boarding pass.
So I flew down to Florida.
Hi.
Got the group back together at one of their houses.
I might want to move this cup, if that's okay.
They grabbed a few snacks.
Chocolates.
And they all settled in on a couch.
Tell me who you each are.
I'm Jade.
Jade.
And Jade, how old are you?
You're 15.
I'm Maddie, and I'm 15.
Maddie.
I'm Brooke, and I'm 15.
Brooke.
Eden, and I'm 15.
And Eden.
And you're about to turn 16.
Yep.
And they immediately just started talking about the last time they were all here together in the same room.
I feel it's after you see somebody in a movie and it's during something, and then you know, when they have the 10 years later and they cut their hair and all, I feel that.
Yeah. I mean, I did change my hair.
I feel a different person.
Yeah.
Than who I was when I was last sitting here.
What do you think you felt like then? What do you feel like now?
I felt I feel now, I don't know, in a way I feel burnt out a little.
Uh-huh.
And just I feel like I've been through hell.
Yeah.
True.
Hell.
This year has been
exhausting.
I
feel and at that moment, I feel I was so innocent.
What were those first weeks back like? So it was about halfway through the school year. And what was a typical day like? What did it feel like, normal school at all?
No, being together was the only good part about that.
Uh-huh.
It was weird.
It was weird being back.
The setting was different, and then it's just such that feeling and
that empty
that someone's not there.
It's the empty desk. The kid who sat there died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there ever a day when it felt normal ever, in your whole last school year?
It kind of never feels normal.
We have
a new normal, I feel.
Yeah.
Like. My normal is seeing the 1200 building every day.
Yeah.
And having flashbacks and then moving
on. That happened.
Yeah.
Exactly. After 3 months, I would say is when it wasn't all we thought about all the time. It was that wasn't the feeling.
Summer was a good
Summer
great.
Was a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Summer was
I was on my happiest.
months, yeah. and you were finally away from the building every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if summer would feel good or bad being, yeah. like, because then you don't have that built-in support group, mm-hmm. but were you, did well, you stay with other Douglas students yeah. enough mm-hmm. during
well,
your
like,
summers?
All of, like, our friends and stuff like that completely understand. Like, uh-huh. at least for me, like, I talk about it with them all the time, uh-huh. and I for sure feel like I can trust like, them more than I can, like, a therapist, because uh-huh. they, like, understand me and they know me, so it's a lot more personal.
So your friends who were also in school?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't talk about it with anyone. Like, no one. I just can't. Like,
it's not really, even friends?
Like, not even my closest friends. It's really hard for me to talk about it. Because mm-hmm. my closest friends, like, most of them, like, weren't in the building. Like, mm-hmm. weren't. And, like, it's just, like...
Yeah.
Like, what is it going to help me to talk about it? They're going to feel bad for me, and then what? Like,
mm-hmm. How's it feel right now?
Yeah, I feel like it's like, different when, like, there's someone in the building. Because yeah. all of my friends that weren't, they feel like they can't, like, even talk to me about their day. Because, like, yeah. they don't want to make me feel bad that they're talking about it.
Yeah.
Which, like, that sucks because I want my friends to be able to talk to me about it. Yeah. Like, I have no problem with, like, people who weren't in the building talking. Just don't act like where I was and where you were is the same thing.
Yeah.
That's my only thing.
Don't even try to compare it.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's different.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very different.
Mm-hmm. Shifting into the new school year, how did it feel coming back?
I hated it.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, we're back again.
So one of the things from my understanding about going back to school last year is everyone who was at the school was there on the day of the shooting. But then when you came back to school this year for this new school year, there's now a new class. There are freshmen who weren't there.
Yes.
What is that like?
Not good.
Weird.
It's like
a separation.
Why?
The thing is, like, some of them are actually very nice mm-hmm. and very understanding and mm-hmm. accept the fact that, like, they don't know anything about it and they're not going to ask because they know it's disrespectful. And then the other half are just...
Wish that they were
so
there.
Nosy.
Just wish they were there and are trying so hard to get attention from
and
it
and
in any way possible.
And it's
like,
they
possible.
Post pictures of the building.
It's so disturbing.
Like, you don't
have
even,
photo
you've
shoots,
never even,
and they think
photo
it's
never
shoots.
Even been there.
You've never even been in the building. How are you going to post
so
a picture of
his sibling was, like, at open house, or, I don't know.
But, like, they think it's funny, and they're, like, dropping textbooks, popping
really?
Things.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Like, someone with that
God.
Has serious PTSD could be, like, right
yeah.
next
wait,
year.
Wait, so they're someone... walking through the halls and, like, making
no, yeah,
loud
right.
noises,
oh,
dropping
like,
textbooks.
I was taking
classes all the time.
I was taking math tests.
But it's just, like,
one of them,
it's so cruel.
After the pep rally, I was walking back to class to portables, and we were right in front of the freshman building, and one of them popped a water bottle right in back of me. Right in front of the freshman
So it's
building,
more than
too.
Just, like, one
yeah.
nasty kid. It's, like,
but
a lot of them.
They just don't have, like, they don't have, like, they're not
considerate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're
they
doing.
They don't give, like, empathy to the situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about it.
Exactly. And it may be because they don't really understand. But if you don't understand, then just don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, like, try to be funny because it's not funny.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's so hearing you as sophomores talk about the freshmen, like there's this dynamic in
yeah.
any
like,
high school experience of like feeling
yeah.
like now I'm older
yeah.
and
like,
I hate those freshmen, but of course it's completely
it's,
different
yeah,
for you.
This whole separation, like this whole divide, like
yeah.
line.
I have no issue
the
with them on any other
yeah,
problem
else,
except
I
for the
don't
shooting.
Even really care.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. What do you think's the ideal? Like, what if you were a freshman this year? What do you think would be the best way?
Just don't talk about it.
Don't
yeah.
act like
yeah.
you know anything about it because you don't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just don't bring it up. Don't
talk about it like you know what we went through.
They don't know anything.
Because I know that you were scared and you didn't know what was going on, but...
Because a lot of them were next door
yeah.
in the middle school and got
yeah.
evacuated, but
it's
they
like,
weren't...
It was
it's
different.
Really scary for
different.
Them, but for
you
us,
didn't
it's
hear.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
I heard it right in my ear
yeah.
in the hallways. So
it's
don't
different.
Act like it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does all of this, does it make you feel older?
I feel like I'm like a 9-year-old
like,
woman.
Like I feel like
yeah,
we did
stories
really,
about our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like
I feel really bad for,
I feel like bad celebrating my birthday sometimes.
Yeah. I feel bad
like,
getting my license. I feel
when
bad.
They
like,
can't.
Milestones, every milestone.
It's really
feels.
Hard.
Yeah.
I just feel like so
like,
guilty.
It's like getting up every day.
Yeah.
Like sometimes.
Like they're supposed to be here. Like that whole thing wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah. You gotta talk about it.
I kind of feel like our childhood got ruined.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
Like
it's
I feel like
dark.
It's like not there anymore.
Like our high school, like everybody says high school is like the best time of your life along with college,
but
like
it's not
we don't get that.
It's consuming our lives.
Yeah. it's never going to be like that anymore. It's never going to be like, oh, it's never going to be
like no cares in the world. Like,
like, you know, like, when your parents are like, oh, when I was in high school, this. It's like, when I was in high school, all I can think about would be the shooting.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's hard to differentiate what's from the shooting and what's from, like, regular teenage.
Yeah, exactly.
Anxiety. Because everybody has anxiety. Like, everybody. So, for me, it's like I'll get those times where, like, I feel like there's literally, like, I'm just, like, I can't. Like, I can't. And I don't know if it's from the shooting and I don't know what it's from.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, a combination of things. Yeah. Not, like, just, like,
that, like, sets the basis for it.
Yeah. Sometimes the stress of the shooting has a big impact on, like, regular teenage stresses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll make your, like, normal teenage stresses more.
Even more dramatic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because you guys are all 15, about to turn 16. So, like, what's going on in your lives outside of this? You're about to get driver's licenses.
Yeah. School.
Dating.
School. I mean, right now in life, we're worried about next year. Next year's going to be our junior year, which is, like, the most important year. Yeah.
Definitely the college and stuff like that.
Yeah, starting to think about colleges, which is scary, but
so scary.
So scary.
And I'm really scared to, like, apply to colleges because, like, I don't want to be accepted just because I'm a Douglas kid. Like, I don't want that to be, like, the reason why I get above someone else.
The definition of who I am.
Exactly. I don't want to look good to your college just because I was in a shooting.
I just feel like time's going by so fast.
It really is. I can't believe it's, like, almost been a year.
It's crazy.
And that's why
I feel like it was, like, yesterday.
That to me is crazy.
Like, I relive it every day. Yeah. For me, at least.
I think because like, we've just been living in it this whole year, like, it just hasn't gone away. It's, like,
it's
not something that,
When I look, like, back on the person I was, like, exactly, like, a year ago from today, she wouldn't, like, have not acted like this at all. Like, she would, like, have been, like, a different, like, completely different person.
You think you were fundamentally changed?
Yeah.
I think everyone is. I don't think anyone can mentally be the same after like what we went through.
It's like a part of you, like,
exactly.
You know, like, sometimes I'll think about when I'm 20, I'll think about, like, oh, that happened, like, what would that be like 7 years ago? Like, that's scary.
Yeah, I think about when
it's been that long.
We have kids,
or, like, when
how are we gonna send our kids to school?
It's so hard for me to want to have kids in a place like this.
How are we gonna have kids and send them to school
like
that?
If I don't know if I want
to, like, my kid will have to go through what I went through. Like, I just feel so bad.
It makes me not want to have kids.
Yeah.
And I've wanted kids my whole life.
Obviously, in the very, very, very far future.
Yeah.
We're talking about kids in the way back.
Six more months.
I always say this. Everybody who goes through mass shootings, don't go to the site of the mass shooting every single day and see the building where it happened in every single day.
Yeah,
we do.
A part of me, like, kind of wants to go in.
I want to go in so bad.
I think we all agree to go in.
Closure.
We want to go.
But at the same time, I don't want to see that.
I just want to see how they left it.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to grab my English binder.
I just think there's just something so curious about, like, how, like, it's like we went there every single day. I was in that building every single day.
I had like four classes in there.
It's so weird to me.
What do you think you would do if you could go in?
Oh, I'd
walk.
Just walk.
I'd just walk.
I would just through, like,
I'd go
together.
I've had dreams about
Me, like,
too.
I don't want to see, like, the bloodstains.
I, like, have it, like, kind of engraved with, like, a thought, like, with just, like, Valentine stuff, like, everywhere.
Yeah, I have, like, a backpack.
Like,
well, I guess we're going to see it. Like, we're going to see it when the trial happens.
You'll be able to go in?
No, we're not going to be able to go in, but
you'll see photos.
I still want to see it for myself.
I know.
Has anyone had, like, time to
watch? We sound like literal psychopaths right now. We sound like psychopaths. I know.
Time travel? Dream?
Because I always, like, it's a, like, recurring, like, nightmare dream I have. Like, I don't really have, like, anything about, like,
like going forward, mm-hmm. but like I always have this dream where like I'm able to go back to that date and I like try to warn people and I like,
oh my god, I have
and
that
I try
too.
To warn Elena because she was like, oh my, my god, closest friend in that class and she won't listen to me. No one will listen to me.
I had that too, and I remember I had a dream and I showed Alyssa my tattoo because I have a tattoo.
What's your tattoo? Show.
Is it has the room number on it.
Yeah.
Right. Do you all have them?
No. And I remember. No, I'm getting. I remember I was in my dream. Oh, I was showing her. I was showing her in my dream, and that. She was like,
hearts for them.
Not yeah, believing me. And I was like, look, like I'm telling you, there was a shooting. Like, don't go to class. And she went anyways.
I would have just like kidnapped her at the point. I'm like, you're coming with me.
I didn't know you got a tattoo. So
can you tell me what they both are?
Yeah.
I love that.
So mine is. The top is the date in Roman numerals 2/14/18. The second layer is like the three hearts for Alex, Alyssa, and Elena. And the third layer is 12/16, which is our classroom number.
And what's yours?
And then mine is like a flower, which is kind of like, it's like if you see there's like leaves on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that represents like the growth.
Yes.
From what happened. And then there's the room number 12/16. And then there's three little... like flower petals,
mm-hmm.
things for Elena, Alex, and Alyssa.
Mm. Like some days, like,
makes me feel close to them.
Mm. I like it, but some days I'm like, I wish I didn't have to get this tattoo.
Yeah,
like I hate how it's like part of it's permanent.
Uh-huh.
And like, so is the
so is
like, permanent
like,
on you.
It's I'm always gonna think of it, and like I want
like that's
that
the
there.
First thing.
Yeah,
yeah. I think like the significance of getting something permanent on you is like that. Just like the tattoo, the shooting's gonna be with you like
for the rest of your
for the rest of your life.
For, yes. like, 3 months after the shooting, I would always be searching up videos of the shooting,
mm-hmm.
and
same.
Watching them over and over.
I would do that.
Why?
I, like...
Because I needed that closure. I needed to, like, actually see, like...
I think that's why a lot of
real.
Us want to go in the room.
Yeah.
We just want closure. Because
you see
I have
it
no closure
out.
On anything.
All we have is our memory,
mm-hmm.
and, like,
yeah.
that's not as reliable
that's
to
not
me
good.
As a
that's
yeah.
going to fade.
Do you think you'll
yeah.
ever have closure?
No.
Probably not.
Maybe...
How could you have?
Hopefully.
The building.
Yeah.
The
like,
videos.
I want
uh-huh.
to have closure, but I don't know if it's a thing.
Like,
I
yeah.
think after the
like actual videos of it happening,
like
I would love to see that.
I started like
trying. And that exists in some?
I think it will.
They exist.
They have
they
videos.
Have, I've seen a picture.
Hallway.
But that's it.
Well, I watch everything that comes out.
Yeah.
Everything that comes out, I watch.
To,
every
see.
Article that comes out about it, I watch because I like to know.
I just
everything
hear about
that
it.
Happened.
Because like I can't.
Even though I know, I just don't. I just like to like.
But you don't have the proof. Of
yeah,
that.
Because then
exactly.
I don't look like an idiot telling my story. Like, oh yeah,
it's validating.
Yeah.
Mm. What are you planning on doing this Thursday?
Cemeteries, more cemeteries,
really?
Vigils.
I'm going to two cemeteries.
Are you going to Elizabeth?
I'm going to... Is Alex buried there?
Yeah, they're right next to... They're right... Literally so close to each other.
That's what I thought.
I, know, is
I
it,
went
I know
to Alyssa's and, like, I saw a Max there. And, like, I went to a scene and it was literally right next to
him. Is his headstone up?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to visit
Elena's. I haven't seen his.
Wait, where's Elena's?
I don't know where Elena's is.
I'm going to Martin's and I'm going to Luke's, which are both in the same...
And you don't have school on Thursday.
No.
Friday is optional?
Yeah.
Optional.
I mean, both of them
no,
is optional. Good.
Yeah.
They're both going to be there, but like...
You're able to go and do service projects? Is that
yeah.
is that right?
Just,
but are any of you going to go into school on Thursday?
No. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even stay for the rest of today.
Yeah.
I had to leave
hard.
After
I left
after
early.
Third.
Are you going tomorrow?
No. I can't. I basically, like, starting on Monday, I walked into
like,
school and I couldn't.
I feel like if I don't, like, I don't want to be, like, at home, like, thinking about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to be home by myself.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, I'd rather be home.
The thing is, like,
home.
I've already, like, I feel, like, I have so much
I feel like
makeup
I have
work.
To go to school.
I have so much makeup
it's
work
so
because
bad.
I've, like, gone early for so many days because of, like, everything just being too much. And I feel like I can't miss any more school because the amount of things I have to make up is insane.
Tomorrow is not going to be an academic day at all.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm learning
less than
that.
I have things planned in
bio.
And
I have homework over the weekend and a test next weekend.
Same.
What do you think that people get wrong about you? What do you think people should understand about you who are in the classroom?
Something that I've always wished that the media knew is that what we went through. People other than the politics, not everything's about March for Our Lives, and whereas March for Our Lives is great,
it's amazing.
The fact that they can make a change is amazing, but we have stories that are worth being told.
Yeah.
And I think that the media
are worth hearing.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that the media is just so quick to politicize everything because that's what makes everything
a story.
More, yeah, a story. Mm-hmm. But it's not everything's political, and we're actually going through something that's like
real
and that's really happening. Bad. Yeah, and it happened to us.
And we're all it happened when we were like 14.
Yeah.
Or 15.
I know, like that's what's so amazing about what the March for Our Lives kids did.
Like,
but now, like, over time, it's obviously getting less, like, less of a national discussion, like less important in our conversations right now.
That's wild.
Which is upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like another thing, too, is especially with, like, a bunch of news stations and stuff like that, is I feel like a lot of people forget. And, like, I wish people knew that just because the cameras went away and, like, people aren't, like, writing about it as much does not mean that, like, the issue went away. Like, people are still depressed. People are still having panic attacks and anxiety attacks. And there are still people that, like, can't go throughout the day without breaking down because of this. And it didn't just, like, poof when, like, the camera stopped, like, reporting them.
Definitely
or, like, their interview ended.
Yeah.
Like, nothing stopped.
What do you hope comes out of someone knowing that, of fully understanding your story of being in the room?
For me, it's more about, like, memorializing them and, like, remembering them, because that's what matters to me. That's what matters is to
make sure their names
to
are
keep
forgotten.
Like, them alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because they didn't deserve to die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're not here to share their stories.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do that for them. And I think that's, like, the only reason that, like...
In a non-political way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Is that we just want their name to, like, be there forever. They didn't go away. Like, they're going to be there with us in our memories as long as we live. And, like, we... as, like, the people who, like, survived it can, like, bring their memory to life to other people and to show them how amazing they were. Mm-hmm. They didn't meet them, but we hope that, like, by telling you how smart Elena was, by telling you how kind Alex was, by telling you how funny Alyssa was, that you can understand.
Mm-hmm. I think you guys have done a wonderful job honoring them.
Thank you.
Thank you
all for talking.
Take a picture of us. Like a mirror
something.
Ooh, right now.
Yeah, it's okay.
I can take one of you guys if you want.
No, it's okay. It's better like a mirror.
Okay,
Snapchat.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so there's like two options for the mirrors.
Okay.
Really? Okay, yeah, use my back. Go right now.
We'll be right back.
My name is Jasmine Ulloa, and I'm a national politics reporter for the New York Times. I grew up in Texas, on the border with Mexico, and I've been reporting in the region since I was in high school. Now I travel the country looking for stories and voices that really capture what immigration and the nation's demographic changes mean for people. What I keep encountering is that voters don't fall into neat ideological boxes on this very volatile issue. There's a lot of gray, and that's where I feel the most interesting stories are. I'm trying to bring that complexity and nuance to our audience, especially in such a critical election year. And that's really what all of my colleagues on the politics team and every journalist at the New York Times is aiming to do. Our mission is to help you understand the world, no matter how complicated it might be. If you want to support this mission, consider subscribing to the New York Times. You can do that at nytimes.com/subscribe.
Here's what else you need to know today.
I don't want to see a shutdown. Shutdown would be a terrible thing.
A border security compromise designed to avoid another government shutdown. appeared to be heading toward passage on Wednesday after President Trump signaled an openness to signing the legislation by tomorrow night, despite the fact that it does not come close to funding his border wall.
We're going to look at the legislation when it comes, and I'll make a determination then.
The president has not formally committed to backing the legislation, which includes almost $1.4 billion for border fencing, rather than the more than $5 billion Trump has requested for a solid wall. But congressional leaders from both parties say they will pass it starting today.
It's a win for the American people. It's a compromise, and that's what appropriators do. And as with all compromises, I say to people, support the bill for what is in it. Don't judge it for what is not in it. We have other days to pass other legislation.
And
we need to reacquire the signal to have positive confirmation of a safe landing. As the spacecraft is bouncing on the surface of Mars and rolling around, the antenna is pointed in many different orientations.
We're seeing it on the LTP.
On Wednesday, NASA said that Opportunity, a spacecraft designed to roam the surface of Mars for 3 months, but that stayed there for 14 years, has died. Opportunity, the longest-lasting robot ever sent to another planet, took thousands of photographs that offered humans a close-up view of Mars and provided scientists the clearest evidence to date that billions of years ago, Mars once contained water, a prerequisite for life.
I will never forget the amazing work that happened. Everything we do and think about in our planetary neighborhood with Mars and elsewhere relates to the research that came from that.
NASA said that Opportunity, which was powered by solar panels, succumbed to a violent Martian dust storm, which left those panels unable to capture enough energy to survive.
I remember the emotions. I saw that Cornell professor jumping up and down like my four-year-old at his birthday when entry, descent, and landing was complete. And the rover said, I'm here.
That's it for The Daily. I'm Michael Barbaro. See you tomorrow.